Sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Pretty narrow message. Pretty narrow-minded. But it's there. It's for real. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. An appropriation cost you nothing. It's paid for. Nothing. But the blood of Jesus that really counts tonight. We have our wants, our desires. We have the things that tickle our innards a little bit. Well, we have our favorite stories and so on. But the blood of Jesus is it. Who's next?
Sing. In the blood, oh, in wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus, and then power in the blood. If we aren't convinced, just give us a minute. We'll be convinced. There is power in the blood. There's reality. There's the touch of God Himself through the blood of Christ. And we get it right here when we sing, there is power in the blood.
When the trump of the great archangel, its mighty tone shall sound, and the end of the age proclaiming shall pierce the death profound, when the Son of Man shall come in the glory to take the saints on high. What a shouting in the skies when the multitudes arise, changed in the twinkling of an eye. Soul are united and clothed no more to die. What a shouting there will be when each other's face we see, changed in the twinkling of an eye. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. The trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. Seed that was sown in weakness shall then be raised in power, and the songs of the blood-bought millions shall hail that blissful hour when we gather safely home in the morning and night's dark shadows climb. What a shouting on the shore when we meet to part no more, changed in the twinkling of an eye.
Think about it. Changed in the twinkling of an eye. How sudden is that? You blinked your eye 3-4 times since I asked. Changed. Instantly. Suddenly. Without ado. Changed in the twinkling of an eye.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His graces? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will the robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? Soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
You know what happens? You know what happens at such a time as this? There's a song that explains it, and it goes this way. The old robe was dirty and tattered and torn, but the new robe was spotless, had never been worn. changed, just changed, washed in the blood. But we've been singing these songs along this line, but that's what happens. The old robe was dirty and tattered and torn, but the new robe was spotless, had never been worn. We take off the old robe and put on the new, the scripture says. And here it is. Here's the answer in song.
Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean, for we washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Consider it one more time.
In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Good, good song, good selection. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shine the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. I think we should change things just a little bit. How about you sing in the second verse here? Can we do that? Okay, we're going to have a trio.
For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth.
All right, now something a little different. I'll sing the next one.
How silently, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessing of his hand. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, and the dear Christ enters in.
Last verse.
Oh, holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
You may be seated.
I was on my way here today, just now, and like, I was on the freeway, and I'm driving 70, 75.
Oops.
Don't tell anybody. And I see this deer on the side of the road. And this morning on our way, there had been two deer that had already been dead on the freeway, mangled as can be. And there's a deer, and it's just standing. It was huge. I don't even know if it had horns or anything, but it was huge. And I just started to pray. I was like, it's because it scared me, and I knew I wasn't in danger, but I was scared for the cars behind me, because I really thought that somebody might, that the deer was going to run out and somebody was going to hit it. And I was praying for the cars behind me, and I was praying for mom and dad, because I knew they were behind me somewhere. And I felt this incredible peace, and I knew that God was in control, and that he was taking care of it. And I knew it was the right thing to pray. I knew that right away. As soon as I started, it was like, God was just telling me, pray now. And I prayed, and I don't know if what my prayer, if it did anything, but I know God is in control, and I know that it was fine. I don't think there were any cars in the ditch on your way. So I just want to thank God for his mercy.
When we had our nice little snowfall, some of you know I had a little accident. I had my four-wheeler out, and I was plowing some driveways. I went over, I headed over to my in-laws, and I lost control, and came around. I flew off, and hit a bank, and my shoulder, hurt my shoulder pretty bad. I don't know what exactly was wrong, but I'm going to keep praying. I think it's going to be okay. And, I really didn't think too much about it, but I had my helmet on and everything, and I didn't get hurt. I accepted my shoulder and forward a little bit. But Nick and Rachel both wanted to go with me beforehand, and then I tried to get them to agree with me that they can't go, and it was really hard, but I just thank God because finally they said, no, you're not going, and they understood, and then they stayed. I just want to add to that, the night before I received my helmet, I didn't have a helmet until the night before.
But some of you can remember, I used to lead some song services and so on, and I quit because my voice was so raspy and sore, like it's starting to get tonight, but I'm not sick. I don't know what I got, but I'm hoarse a little bit. But it got to where I couldn't sing, and I couldn't get my breath, and I finally got diagnosed with extreme heart trouble, and the doctor told me I'd have to see him every 10 days from now on. And from now on, he didn't say how long that would be, but he convinced me that he talked about leakage, and I said, you can operate for that. And he said, not on you. You couldn't stand 1 minute of surgery. You're not in any shape for surgery. We're going to have to try and see how long we can make you last with medicine. Well, that don't sound good, but that's all right. When you hear that, you begin to do your trusting a little different than you were, and proceed. And the doctor was a good doctor, and he gave me the right potion, and the Lord has helped me, and I've gotten so that my voice works, and so that I can sleep. I used to be that I had the bed tipped up until we almost fell out of it, and it wasn't fun, but that's what it took to get my air. And had to sleep a certain way, had to sleep on the left side, and that didn't do it, but it helped. And when I sang that part alone tonight, and I was a little hoarse, and I didn't realize that I was hoarse until I tried it, but that's not heart trouble. I don't have to go back. I haven't seen a doctor now, that heart doctor, for 2 months, and I don't have to go back till in March, and that's the checkup. And theoretically, everything's working fine. You've known about all the other surgeries that I've had. I've had four since the 21st of May, and it's over. As far as we can tell, my next appointment is the 2nd of March with that doctor, and unless I pull something foolish, I don't have to go anywhere. Now, I was real sick with heart trouble when I was a young man, and they told me that when I was 20, that I would never live another 5 years. I had an enlarged heart, and I had a bunch of problems, and I drank a lot of beer, and I had a belly that stuck out here and a belt that stayed down there, and he said, you just can't live that way. You won't make it. And I saw fit to change. I had been raised Christian, and I had made up my mind a few times I was going to serve Christ, but I changed my mind. It's like the guy that was training lice And he got so he could really train a louse in a minimum time. He could just train a louse like that. He'd do anything he wanted. But when a stray dog come by, he had to have another louse. And that's the way I was with some of these guys that came by. I took off. And until I was past 21, and I got real sick. And I changed completely. He changed me completely. And it stuck. It stayed. But then some of the sicknesses come back. We don't take care. We don't do quite what we ought to do. Not the same. I don't have the same heart ailment. That's gone. That's gone. That's like praying for a drunk. The Alcoholics Anonymous, they help a guy and he becomes an arrested alcoholic. But if we help him, he becomes a delivered man, not an alcoholic anymore. It's gone. And so it is with heart trouble. So it is with these other things. It's gone. And I feel good. I feel real good. And the Lord gets the glory.